Rishus Rosh Hashiva Shalita, Rabbanan Cheshuvim, Rabbi Rabbasai. Before I introduce you, our first speaker, and tell you about the program, first of all, I'd like to take this opportunity and thank Rabbi Poseyach Bekovod Achsanya, and thank Shum Remuna for providing the place for us for tonight with the Skinus, that Bez Hashem will be Lekovod with the forest and will be make a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Also, I'd like to thank Rabbi Marwick, the Rosh HaKahal, and also thank Mr. Krugman, that is always Rishon Bekol Davashe Bekedusha, always ready to help in any time that there is a community affair. Before I tell you about the program, I just need to tell you that this week I received a lot of compliment and a lot of encouragement from many people who thought I am the one who put this program together. Our Chachamim, they tell us on the Pasuk, Ze Devar HaRoseach, that the Roseach, Keosevil, a Roseach she galal le'are miklat, a Roseach that went to the are miklat. Verosu and shehai l'chabedu, and people of the city, they wanted to honor him. He's chayav to say, Roseach ani. He has an obligation to say, I am Roseach. And Mary says, because he needs to show hachna'ah, he needs to show humility. And on that, Hagos Maimon, he says from here, that if anyone is getting a cover that really he does not deserve, he is obligated to tell everyone that the honor does not come to him. So I'd like to tell you here that Roseach ani, right? I was not in charge of this. I did not put this program together whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure who did it. Rabbi Berger, right? He was very nice to me. And he put my name as MC. And when I asked him who's the one who put the program together, he just told me, Noshim Satkonios. I think this is what Micha Hanavi tells us, Ki birsod Hashem dar cheish, gan oivav yashlim mito. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a way of a person is merusa, is acceptable, the person is doing the right thing, even his arch enemy will make peace with him. Who's the person's arch enemy? Who's the one that the person is always afraid of? That the one that knows all the shortcoming of a person, knows all the flaw of a person. And Bereshit Rabba tells us that Ishto Shel Adam, that's the person's wife, she is the arch enemy. Ki birsod Hashem da'acheish, yam oivav yashlim lo. Our wives, they got together, right? And they had become our friend to encourage us for this gathering. That's extremely, extremely important. Mincha also tells us, V'gid lecha adam, matov. Let me tell you what is good. Uma Hashem doresh mimach, and what really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a person. There is only three attributes that he tells us that they are considered highest attribute that God wants from a person. And with that, will be tov l'adam. It will be good for a person. La'asod mishpat, to do justice, to have integrity, to have honesty. La'asod chesed, to kindness, loving kindness. And last, but not the least, senius, the modesty. So, if I'm not the one who put this program together, it looks the biggest lack of modesty for me to be standing here to introduce to you the Rabbanim Chashuvim. Even a torch in front of the light of the sun has no effect whatsoever. I assure you, the only reason I'm here is not because of my lack of modesty, or is not because of any other reason. It's only because of affirmative action. I'm really encouraged to see everyone is here, everyone is coming here together for to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim. You know, sometimes a person, we have a lot of good people, Baruch Hashem, a lot of nice people, but always we hear, as Rabbanim, they hear all the time, many, many nice people, when they go home, they become monsters at home. How does this happen, that the person becomes suddenly changes? Is accepted in the secular world, even by us, that the person is a king inside this house, and the person thinks he can do whatever he wants and can act in any way, fashion that he wants, because in the end, that's his domain. In Jewish faith, we do not believe in that. In Jewish faith, we put on our doorpost a mezuzah. We put name of Hashem, we affix it to our doorpost to remind us that the house of a person is a mishkan of a person, is a mishkan, is a besamikdash. It is not our house, it's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. is a place that the husband and wife, they're supposed to come together and bring the Shekhinah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is Beit Ne'emal Yisrael, means a house that Shekhinah is Shore, is a Mishkan of Hashem. That's what Mitzvah tells us. Name of Hashem, instead of putting our name on the door, it is name of Hashem we have fixed on the door. That is Mishkan of Hashem. We are not a king in our house. We, as a matter of fact, we are nobody. We are only servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is important gathering here. I'm really very thankful that everyone had come to give honor, especially these days, days of Rosson, from days that our Chachamim, they call it Anil Dodi V'Dodili, and to be Mekadeshim Shomayim Rabbim. I'm very grateful to Rosh Hashiva Shlita that with his extremely busy schedule, right, he had taken time to come and address our gathering. How fortunate we are that Rosh Hashiva, that's so busy, so many Talmidim, still sees into it to take care of Mili the matter, to take care of the city also. With my honor and pleasure to introduce Rosh Hashiva Shlita.
This very, very impressive gathering of people, which indicates how people are so thirsty for Yisoyrus, for the Yom Nevoim. I'll be Megalasor, I'll tell you a secret, which you probably has already been leaked, that the reason why the Noshim Tzidkonius and the other Rabbanim, the Chashuv Rabbanim, Prime Principal Rabbi Berger, organized this meeting, is to be mechazik the Yoni of Tznius in our community. The truth is, one does not have to be mechazik. One would think that one does not have to be mechazik Tznius in Baltimore. It's a beautiful city. There's Tznius, the way people dress. Go to a chasana, men and women sit separate. There's no mixing of the sexes. Even children have boys, girls, boys and girls schools. And we minimize the contact between them. Why is it necessary to have a meeting to emphasize this idea of tznius? Of course, the answer is a mizalzim, elul mizurozim. We only give zrizus to those people that are already zrizim, those people who are already strengthened already. We need to be mezalos them. There's always areas for improvement, and there might even be areas we're a little derelict in our tznius. And those people that are most receptive to suggestions about tznius are those people that already keep the gidrei tznius. They're the ones that are interested in listening and improving their lives. It is to those people who are here tonight, that it is most profitable to speak. There's a very interesting maral. We say every day in the Psukei Dezimcha, Hallelu es Hashem min ha'oretz, taninim v'chol tehemos, eitz b'ri v'chol ha'ozim, chaya v'chol behemo, remez v'chol tzipar konof, malche eretz v'chol l'unim, Sovim, b'chol shefti oretz, b'chulim, gam b'suleis, z'kenim, y'odim. Yehalelu Hashem Hashem. That's what we say. The Maral says there's a progression in this Perek of Tehillim, a very, very important progression. We start with the inanimate. We start with Tehillim, the depths of the sea. And includes the taninim, but because we're talking about the inanimate, the water. We continue to the vegetable. Eitz b'ri b'chol ha'ozim. And then we go up the scale to the animal. Hachayo b'chol behemo. And finally, we get to the human. And the human, we mention the most honored human that we have, which is Malchei Eretz, the kings, b'chol ha'umim, sorim, the ministers, the judges, that's the final. So we went out from inanimate, animate, human, and the highest form of human, Malchei Eretz Chol Yomim. But then the pasuk continues. Bachurim v'gam besulois zekenim in the ori. We seem to have reached the pinnacle of creation when we praise Hashem for Malche Eretz Cholunim, the highest form of humanity. Why do we continue? Bachurim v'gam besulois zekenim in the ori. The Mahal says a pshat. And this is based on why it says, there's a difference in the expression. We say Bachurim v'gam besulois zekenim in the ori. When it comes to Zkenim, they're with the youth. And the Bachurim doesn't say they're with the youth, but they're also there. Bachurim, the Gambusulas. The Bachurim are with the girls. Why don't we say Bachurim in Psulas? Well, the Gemara says, because the boys and girls shouldn't be together. Bachurim are not with Psulas, they're separate. So we say Bachurim, the Gambusulas. The Zkenim should be with the Neorim, they should be teaching them. They're in the Ori. The Mahal says, based on this idea, why it says Bechurim, Begam Besulois, that explains the progression. After we've gone from the inanimate, the animate, the human, to the kings, there's still a higher form of humanity. That's a form of humanity with its sinews, with its Bechurim, Begam Besulois, where the Bechurim do not mingle with the girls. The Bechurim and Besulois are separate, they're not in. That's the highest form of humanity. Where there is sneus, there is the highest form of humanity. Why is this so? Why is that so? It's such a noble aspect of humanity. Because the tachlis of life, the tachlis of our society, of human society, is to subordinate everything in the world to the service of Hashem. That's what we're here for. We're going to soon say, davening, "Meloicha kol olam kula b'chvaydecho, yinaseya kol olas b'karecho." Tachlis of the Bria is "Meloich," because Baruch Hu should rule over every aspect. As long as we don't control our natural passions and appetites, Hashem doesn't rule over us. Then we rule over ourselves. So where there is a culture that has Bachurim, the Gam Besulois, not Im Besulois. That's a culture, that's a society that subordinates its appetites and ties to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is another level of humanity. Klal Yisrael is a nation of Tznuim. The literature in the Middle Ages, talk about things that were written in the 15th century, 16th century. When they describe Jews, they always describe Jews as being tznuim, as the women being modest, as the men being modest. That's a description of a Jew. That's how a goy saw a Jew. Goyim were never modest. To a certain extent they had modesty till recent times, but they were never really modest. But the idea, the culture, that Bachurim, the Gambus voice, is indigenous to the Jewish people. Tznius has different forms. In Chazal, in Hebrew, in various aspects of the halacha, tznius has different aspects. Of course, the most obvious thing we call tznius is dress that is not the type of a person. But besides that, there's tznius, like Emmanuel mentioned before, tznei aleches, milakecha. You're supposed to be modest in your dealing with Hashem. You should do things which means you do things Hashem Shamayim. You don't do things for Kohen. It says Rabbi Akiva, why is the wife of Rabbi Akiva, why does she want to marry him? He was an Amoritz, and she was ready to marry him. She saw in him one thing. Tzonua v'male. She saw that he was a Tzonua and Male. Male means good midas. Tzanua. There'd be two things. Tzanua v'mala. Because of that, she knew that he'd become a great person sometime. That's why she married him. That's tzanius in his behavior. And then finally, there's tzanius in eating. We're supposed to eat in a dignified manner. We're supposed to speak in a dignified manner. It's all tzanius. And we're told, as tzanuim chochmo, if you want to arrive at the level where you acquire wisdom, you have to be a tzanua. You have to have this mid of tzanius. What's the common denominator between all of them? The common denominator is that we recognize that our humanity is not on our surface. Our humanity is not our body. Our humanity is our inner self, our inner being, our neshama, the spiritual aspect of ourselves. We have to live with that idea that that is what we are. That's what we really are. Our bodies are just tools. Every organ in our body is just a tool for expression of that inner self. But what we really are is the inner self which yearns to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which loves to do chesed, which loves to daven bekavone, which loves to love Hashem. That's our inner being. Inner being is our true self. And mainly the rest of us, the rest of our existence, our outer self is just a garment. It's a clothing for our inner self. And if we're tznuyim, if we're really tznuyim, we pay attention to the inner self of our lives. And our outer self is not what's important to us. That causes tznius. That causes tznius in eating. Why do we eat in a dignified manner? A dignified person doesn't stick his hands into the meat, use a fork and spoon. He doesn't get himself dirty. He doesn't indicate that he's a baltaide. He loves to eat, that he's willing to dirty himself for food. His dignity is more important than the food he eats. And a person, let's say, Rabbi Akiva was Sanua Malik, he was humble. He was humble because he didn't live adulation of others. Esther Amalkit says, Lo Yigido Esther, Es Amo Ves Malko. She was a Tzanua, it says in the Medrash. Why is she a Tzanua? She didn't care about COVID. She didn't care about reputation. She wanted to do everything the Shem Shemayim. Mordechai told her not to tell. She didn't tell. The Tzanius of a person is to live for the inner being of a person, not for the outer being. This is why a sinuim chochma, someone appreciates that the true life is the inner life, the inner being. He is worthy of wisdom. He will merit acquiring wisdom because he is really a human being in the true sense of the word. We're now approaching Rosh Hashanah, a few days before Rosh Hashanah. In Slichus in a few days, and then next week, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the time when man was created. Hayom Haras Olam, we're going to say. Man was created in Rosh Hashanah. Our function every year is to make ourselves into a man, into human being, the way a human being really should be. We are judged on Rosh Hashanah as to whether we live up to what a human being should be. We're created for our inner selves. If we want to accept Rosh Hashanah to be humans, we have to accept to be tznuyim. Tznuyim in our behavior towards other women, tznuyim in our search for COVID, tznuyim the way we behave, the way we eat, the way we act, and tznuyim in our identification with who we really are. That turns us into human beings. As tznuyim chochma, if we're ready to live with this concept, that we are really our inner selves, we are worthy of chochma. I don't have to tell you that we live in a world which has a different definition of what a human being is. The world lives for indulgence. Indulgence in coveting and honor. Indulgence in appetite fulfillment. Eating, sexual appetite fulfillment. That's what the world lives for. The styles of the culture we live in express that desire for indulgence, for freedom, for autonomy. And we Jews live differently, and our styles have to reflect that different behavior, our different attitude, our different identity. Our identity is not our body. Our identity is our soul. We have to live with our soul. The behavior of a Jew is always different from that of a goy. His clothing is different. The way he speaks is different. But the pressure of the outside culture seeps in. We all know that. It seeps into everything we do, the way we dress, and the way we behave. So if we want to make ourselves into human beings on Rosh Hashanah, we have to accept upon ourselves this core value. It's a core value. It's news. Our behavior towards other women, besides our wives, it's news. Talking to another woman should be done with very sparingly, only where it's, again, not hurting someone's feelings. We shouldn't have conversations, idle conversations with another woman. So it's news. Men and women meet on Shabbos at a table. The men should talk to the men, the women to the men, to the women. And that's how Jews do. That's a Jewish way of living. We're different. We have tznius. It's part of our makeup. We cannot permit ourselves to live with our external being. We are not our external being. We are our internal being. Our neshama is what we are. Our bodies are nothing but a clothing for that inner being. And we have to identify with that inner being. We identify with it by being tznui in all the areas of our behavior. I remember there's another aspect of tznius which many people do not pay attention to. One of the reasons of the attraction between a man and a woman, a man and his wife, is shalom bais, is to create love between them. And when one is perlitz, when one breaks the barriers of tznius, he affects the relationship between himself and his wife. He affects the love between himself and his wife. When a woman is attempting to attract another man, or when a man is attracted by another woman, that breaks down the barriers of shalom bayis between them. Over 40 years, I was living in Bnei Brak. The wife of a very big Talmud Chacham passed away. He was so broken. He was 80 years old. He was so broken and cried so much that a doctor had to give him medication to calm him down, to protect his health. And I remember hearing the doctor say, he says, "What's with these old rabbis?" He said. "These old rabbis, this is the third old rabbi whose wife passed away in the last 2 weeks and I've had to give him tranquilizers to calm him down. How did they get to love their wives so much?" That's what he asked. The answer to that is that they were tsnuyim. That's the answer. They were tsnuyim. They only had each other. They had nothing else but each other. The secret of shalom bayis is tsnius. If a woman wants to be loved, she has to be a tsnua. And if a husband wants to love, he has to be a tsnua. As another aspect of tsnius, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs all for our good. Mitzvahs are not to hurt us or to make us feel unhappy or limit us. They're to free us. The mitzvahs of tznius bring us a greater shalom bayis, a greater ahava, a greater achdus between a man and his wife. That's an aspect of tznius. So in addition to building ourselves as the human being that was meant to be, which we build by being tznuyim, we build our little home, our little corner of humanity to perfection by the same method. This is something, a principle that we should take into mind, one of the kabbalas we should have for the coming year, is to work on our tznius, Remember, tzniyus is in many areas. It's in respect to women, tachurin, gam besuos, but it's respect to a general attitude. Our lives are here for our inner selves, not to indulge in our appetites, not to indulge in our yitzhahor for honor, not to be animals, to hide the animal aspect of ourselves, to live as humans, not as animals. Malchei Eretz v'chol yumin, sorin v'chol shifti oretz. Beyond that is the higher level of bachurin v'gam v'suois, z'kenim in yorin. Aksir v'aksim v'tevet to everybody.
Thank you, Rajo Shishivita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you with arichus shamim shanim, all in one b'seva, shanim v'ranim yu, and he always should be a guide and direct us all the time.